Hi, guys. Hello, gang. Would you prefer to be called guys or gang or folks? You know, everybody says, hi, guys, which, of course, is familial and familiar. I just don't want to sound like anybody else, you know. Anyway, hello, my friends. I've always liked that. Anyway, here is our pre-show for today, the 6th. We have on our, by the way, in our classics, when you go to our website and you go into the archives, and you'll find some weeks that are missing because it was impossible, I think, to track every single solitary thing that we did over the course of the last 30 years and not come up with a missing week. It had everything to do with the radio stations that I was at the time, whether they stored these weeks or not, whether they, you know, held on to these log tapes or not. Some stations, KFI was one, and KFI was a great station to work for, but KFI erased their logger tapes once a week. So if you didn't pull the show off the logger tape, fortunately, the crews that I had generally did. But if you didn't, the shows are gone forever because the logger tapes at radio stations are for one reason and one reason only, FCC cover you for license violations, that kind of shit. They wouldn't say, you guys did this and that. No, we didn't. Here's the logger tape to prove that we didn't. It really doesn't have much to do with holding on to the shows. And I say that with all due respect. But radio has been, or was, really an anomaly, I think, in the world of broadcast art, if you want to call it that, in that radio's focus has always been on the advertising and very little on the content. If you look at the world of disc jockeys, this was a genius move because when television came in after World War I, the late 40s, radio was on its heels. Radio was in big trouble. Because television could do everything that radio could do, and they had pictures. So what was radio going to do to survive? Somehow, some way, they and the disc jockey format had been pioneered before the Second World War, I think, but radio decided to rely on the disc jockey format. One guy for 3 hours creating entertainment out of nothing. And they had records. So you had music and you had the guy. And if you heard radio in those days, and a lot of you guys are too young to know, when I was growing up in the 60s, before Boss Radio, before more music, and before, you know, what we hear today on radio is primarily the music is God, and the guys take very little time. You do have morning shows. They get to expand on whatever it is they're doing. They get to do comedy and shit. But back in the day, man, you like midday, cats are like doing voices and talking and conversing and hearing and playing horns and honking shit and making noise, doing everything they could to entertain people. This was a genius move by radio because that's what it saved a shit pot load of money. That's number one. A shit pot load of one guy for 3 fucking hours and play the records, and hey, guess what? People listened to it. They liked it, and it became very familiar, and it became very intimate. One of the reasons why I got into radio, because I fell in love with radio at the age of 5, literally at the age of 5, because I listened to it with my father and my family in the car as we drove back to Canada to visit my cousins one summer. And for this little 5-year-old kid named Phil Hendry, hearing that one guy talking to me as we were driving at night over an expanse of highway, he was talking about the weather. He was talking about what, you know, we're here in whatever it says, Chicago today, and here's a song for you. And the guy was, he was talking to us. I thought, wow, God damn it. And I wanted to know where that guy was. I wanted to know I wanted to be him. I thought that was the coolest fucking job ever. And it was, you know. I say was because, you know, well, all good things come to an end. We are in an area now, where radio's trying to find itself again. Let's put it that way. All right. Now, why did I bring all this shit up? Because I was doing something. I forget what. Oh, I know. I was talking about the best of and the logger tapes and all that shit. Yeah. So one of the things that radio always did, we got our disc jockey, we got the music, now we got to do sell the advertising. Let's cram as many fucking commercials in there as we can. And they did. They crammed all kinds of fucking commercials. And they made the commercials sound really goofy and crazy. And they would do 20 minutes of commercials, 25 fucking minutes of commercials. And it was like printing money. It was like a license to print money. Content, they didn't give a shit. Yeah, do whatever, you know, just don't give us, don't violate the license. So that's the way it was. And when I got to, well, let me just put it this way. I made a huge, huge stink over the fact that at some stations they would cash box your show. What does that mean? They would delete all the dead air to give you another 5, 6, 7 minutes of commercial time in an hour. And I told them, you can't fucking do that. With a comedy show, you fuck the timing up. And I think I used the F word like multiple times. You do that to my show, you fuck my show up, because all the timing that goes into the producing of a comedy show is out the fucking window, man. And timing is everything in comedy. And they understood. So, and it is one of those things where you just, you know, like, fuck it. If I lose my job, if they fire me, there's no point in working here anyway, man. But that was then and this is now. I'm my own boss now. All right, so we have Don Mixa today, and we'll have a, let's see, Don Mixa, what are we leading off with, man? Oh, Gloria Grover and Witchcraft, and then we have as our classic, which is a an hour from February 2001 of Clara Bingham. I don't know what it's about, because it was a best of week, and so February 2001, a best, I must have been on vacation, yeah. Oh, I know where I was. It was in fucking Fiji. We went to Fiji in February of 2000. No, we didn't. It was February 2002. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. All right. Let's listen to it, my kiddies.